The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
And now, broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona, your car insiders. They work for you, not the dealer. Now you have personal friends for the car buying experience.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Here are your hosts, Dana Southern and Gary Green.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name is Gary Green, and I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. We work for you, not the dealer. And each week, we try to share some helpful hints on the car buying process. And if you've been a listener, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned something about new friends in the car business. And I had the opportunity to go out to new BMW store out in Arrowhead, and the first person I met was Matt Taylor, the general sales manager of the dealership. And before I had left, I had the opportunity to meet Calais Dudois, who happens to be the general manager of the dealership. And in speaking, Calais said, you know, can I come on the radio show and kind of share what it is we're trying to accomplish? Now, I wasn't kidding when I said a couple of weeks ago that I always felt you didn't need new friends in the car business. This will be, in my opinion, a wonderful relationship for Dana and myself and Your Car Insiders clients. Good morning, Calais.
Good morning. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Dana.
He's got a radio voice, too.
Yes. Well, I really appreciate the opportunity to come out and talk a little bit about the dealership. We're excited this month, or this past Thanksgiving was our one-year anniversary of being open, taking care of that Glendale and Peoria area for BMW. So really, really excited about what we're doing, and the beautiful part is we get to kind of do things different. You know, a lot of customers have been asking for years, you know, why do we have to keep going back and forth? Why do we have to negotiate all day long when prices are out there on the internet? It's just every information's out there. So we've changed our process, and I think that's what you kind of met that day, Gary, when you were out there. And we're transparent. We try to be fast and friendly, and we're excited to be in that area.
You know, and one of the things I want to try to, so people can understand, there's dealerships that are standalone points, and that's what you have here, because there's nothing wrong with the other stores that we've gone to. However, one store is part of a 19-store chain, I believe, in the Valley. They actually have two locations in the Valley. The store in Scottsdale is part of, I believe, Penske is the largest dealer group in the world because of what they do in Europe. So how many stores?
We got one.
Pretty easy to keep your eye on the ball.
Yeah, the good news, if you get out to the dealership, so you'll see some groundbreaking dirt out there. So within 12 months, we're excited. We got a couple more coming. So our biggest thing right now is to build our processes, nail them down. So when the new stores open up, we'll be able to roll in, take some of our team that's in our BMW store currently, and shift the culture over to the next store. So we're not big. Right now, we're just one. We're enjoying it. Parts and service is doing excellent, but I think that's that West Valley that was tired of driving across town to get some service work, and they're coming out to us.
Now, when he mentions where they're located right off the 101, and you have to know where you're going. It's extremely simple, as if you remember to get off where it says Beardsley
Road, Union Hill.
Union Hills. And you don't make any turns. You just stay in the right lane. You pass the Beardsley turnoff, and then you can't miss the building. It's a beautiful, large building. However, if you miss the exit on the freeway, your guess is as good as mine is how to get there.
Well, tricky part is you got to get down to Union Hills, take a right, come back up 83rd Avenue, take another right, and then take a right on Beardsley Road, and then take another right, and it'll be a perfect square, and you'll be right back at the same spot.
Now, you mentioned that apparently you're going to be expanding and adding a couple of new facilities adjacent to the facility that you've opened.
That's correct.
So Arrowhead BMW, which I had the pleasure of taking a client to, a dear friend of mine that I've helped over the years numerous times, and we had a wonderful experience there. After Gary had shared what had happened, I thought, as Gary felt the same way, it can't hurt to at least meet these nice people. And I can only say that we had a very, very pleasant experience, and my client was extremely happy with the outcome. But what are those other stores that you're going to be?
Well, we right now, this, the public, we have the letters of intent, but our competitors, we haven't released those two brands yet.
Oh, it's on the hush then.
Well, it's not really on the hush, but when the minute you say something out on the radio, then I would imagine everybody's going to be calling, going, "Hey, what? I didn't know that happened."
Well, for now, since you have the facility open, and it is a lovely facility, I've been in, of course, all the BMW facilities here in the Valley, but as he mentioned, being open just a year now, it's an exceptional facility.
You know, and the crazy thing, it always bothers me a little bit, and it was something that I've seen the manufacturers do, and it's part of their branding. So where they got very lucky when they built their store is they got in and built their store the way that they were supposed to. And after Chapman BMW on Camelback spent all that money turning a Toys R Us on 8th Street in Camelback into a beautiful BMW dealership, BMW decided we don't want the dealership to look like that.
Oh, dear.
And then they decided that in North Scottsdale, the BMW dealership wasn't the way they wanted it to be. So when you, if you're driving down Bell Road and you get to a car dealership and you happen to see the facility, trust me, 99% of the time, it's not the owner's decision to make those changes in the building.
Oh, absolutely not. The manufacturers, for brand image, for many, many years now, in order for the most part to make it easier for the consumers to identify, hey, that's the brand I'm looking for. I know with Honda, who I had spent about 15 years with, when we did our facility upgrade, it was actually the same company that had done Washington Mutual. And if you look at branding, they've had different times where throughout the years they make you not only change, but then rebrand to the newest image.
You know, and it's funny because if you've listened to the show, you know that I've been friends with Dana since 1988. And in 1988, when I went to work at ABC Nissan, where Dana was a sales manager, upstairs in the, there was a meeting room in what was known as the used truck building. And when you went upstairs, they had all these pictures on the wall. And they were the pictures in 1988 of what the new dealership was going to look like. How many? Was it at least 20 years?
I know it took forever, but when you mentioned that, yes, they had the plans and they had them there for us to see. But I know that I'd been gone for many, many years before they actually did do the facility change.
But, you know, it's funny because they, if it wasn't for Nissan probably forcing them to build a new facility, you would wonder, because what people don't realize is building a showroom isn't the expensive part, because there's no lifts in a showroom. There's no diagnostic machinery in the showroom. I could only venture to guess how much money you invested in equipment that can plug into a BMW to tell what's wrong with the car. And I guarantee you, not knowing this, you probably have to pay a certain amount of money through the year for updates to allow you to maintain the ability to work on cars.
Oh, yeah, it's a constant. The technology changes so fast today that there are so much computers and everything, but it's a huge expense. You know, we built, as you said, really, so we wouldn't have to do anything for at least 15 years. If the brand comes back and says, you got to do something new, we're going to go time out. We got a good 15-year run. We're built big enough with 32 stalls. fully air-conditioned service and parts department. So we've got a really great place for the employees to work out of. Multiple employee lounges.
What's the lounge upstairs outside your office for?
It's called, well, there's two. One is a community lounge. So Okay. What we've been doing is, Gary, we've been taking and allowing people out of the Glendale Business of Commerce come in out there, and they use the space. We don't charge them for space. There's AV, audio, visual. There's everything a company would need. Small meetings. We've had them as big as 200 people come out. That was a bit much. That was a bit too much. But we've had a lot of meetings from 15 to 45 people. They use the space. They clean up after themselves, and we've allowed them to continue. So next year we'll do the same and try to get more community people out to the store. As we've talked, it's all about getting people to the dealership. They don't have to buy a car that day. It's more of, let's see the dealership, let's meet the people in the showroom, see what we're all about, and then come back and give us a shot.
You know, it's funny when you said something, because the dealership is gorgeous. It really is. And it reminds me of Field of Dreams, when Kevin Costner built in the middle of nowhere a baseball stadium. I don't know if you know this, but the Yankees are going to play a game this year at that stadium.
I did not know that.
I read that.
Piece of trivia.
But yeah. The crazy thing is, when you're driving around at night and you come around the curve at 75th Avenue on the 101, you look like you're some kind of stadium in front of you. Now, speaking of where they're located, it's 19250 North Loop 101, Glendale, Arizona, 85308. Just remember, if you're heading west on the 101, it's the Union Hills Beardsley exit, and you just stay straight on. You don't make the right on Beardsley, and you head down. You know, it's a phenomenal facility. You know, he's not lacking inventory. Nope. And the one thing that was very, very, very comforting was I laughed that I have shoes that are older than some of his salespeople. And the young man that helped me the day that I was there, I really appreciated dealing with him because he knew absolutely nothing about how a car deal worked. He really didn't. But he knew the car better than any person I've seen show a product presentation to in a really long time. So he explained to me, I was a product genius. So what happens now when you buy a BMW or you buy a Mercedes or some of these high-line cars, the salesman no longer delivers the car.
Too sophisticated, too much time involved in trying to give a proper delivery. So they incorporate these geniuses, so to speak, to
help get through all this technology and all the new gadgets and wisdom that's in these cars.
You know, and it was kind of funny because when I got there, the first thing that Matt was wondering about was something the salesman had said. And it was really great initiative, but it was a $5,000 problem. Hopefully next week we'll have Khalid join us again for the first segment. He's a busy guy. He's not going to stay with us for the whole hour, I don't believe. But very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Like Arrowhead BMW, they don't have a lot of stores, and once again, they know how to treat people.
The most prestigious and coveted honor that American Honda Motor Company awards dealerships is the President's Award. The award recognizes the dealership teams who demonstrate superior achievement in customer satisfaction, new car unit sales value, and business management. Earnhardt Honda is proud to have received this prestigious award many times, and they want to show you why they're the top-selling Honda dealer in the Central and West Phoenix Valley regions. Earnhardt Honda's mission is to provide their customers with world-class service in every phase of the sales and service experience. 100% customer satisfaction is General Manager Joey Staples' goal. The staff at Earnhardt Honda participate in continuous training programs to improve industry and product knowledge and new ways to continue to provide top-notch customer service. Joey realizes that customers have a choice. And when customers like you choose Earnhardt Honda, you have put your implicit trust in them. Joey appreciates and is honored to have your trust. You can reach him at his desk by calling 623-463-4308 or visit him at Earnhardt Honda, located in Avondale or online at EarnhardtHonda.com.
Monte Vista Cleaners has the latest state-of-the-art equipment and uses only the best cleaning supplies available. Family-owned and operated since 2001. They offer fast, same-day service until 9 a.m. every day on dry-cleaned items and next-day service on all other items. They are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So stop by any of our three locations, 210 North 59th Avenue, Suite 111 in Glendale, or 8345 West Thunderbird, Suite 104 in Peoria, or 777 East Thunderbird Road, number 105 in Moon Valley.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Well, it was very nice having the nice gentleman, Mr. Dudois, on the show with us. That new facility really is something special. And as he mentioned while he was here, you know, the West Valley has really had no ability to see a BMW for forever.
You know, it's so funny that you said that. Because I don't go to the mall that often. But I was in the Arrowhead Mall the other day. And I was walking around. And there's plenty of people with a lot of money that live in the West Valley.
Well, several years ago, I don't know about today, but 85308 had the most millionaires per zip code in the entire valley, which is in Glendale, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. Now, where can you buy a Mont Blanc pen in the Arrowhead Mall?
I don't believe you can.
Okay, where can you buy a Rolex watch or a Breitling watch?
I don't believe you
in
can.
In the Arrowhead Mall.
Or a Versace purse.
And I was laughing because I called my wife the other day and I said, we must be moving up. And she said, what do you mean moving up? I said, they're opening up a Häagen-Dazs ice cream store in the Arrowhead Mall. Now, I think that the location for their store, the way that they treat business, I think the other stores in the valley have something to watch out for.
Well, as you mentioned, the one company has a couple locations. There's the location in Gilbert, which I don't believe is owned by them. And then, of course, there's the Scottsdale location. But does that make five BMW stores in the valley?
There's four in the valley. So you have one on Camelback, one on Scottsdale. It's not Gilbert, it's Chandler. And Chandler and Camelback are the same.
Gotcha.
And then you have a dealership in Tucson. So, and that's an AutoNation store.
For some reason, I had in my mind that they'd open another East Valley BMW store.
I know exactly where you're talking about. And there's a Porsche dealership there. There's a Volvo dealership there.
Yes,
and there's an Audi store that just opened. And those stores are owned by a small group that owns the Subaru Superstores. But, you know, the most important thing, folks, is to remember this. Dana and I are here to help you. We're not here to talk you into buying a car. Now, I had the opportunity to chat with the gentleman numerous times a couple of weeks ago. And I'm not the guy that's going to burst your bubble. I'm not the guy that's going to, oh my God, you paid too much. Why did you do that? Why didn't you call me? But one thing I will tell you is I am not a monstrous believer. I'm not a minuscule believer in buying a car based on what a Carfax says. Carfax is a piece of paper that has information that was reported. Now, what happens if it's not reported to Carfax?
Well, obviously, it wouldn't be there. And that's the part where I just can't imagine that someone would rely on Carfax saying the vehicle hasn't been in an accident and trust it. Needless to say, if Carfax says there's been an accident, there's been an accident.
Now, it's funny that you said that. This gentleman would send me texts. What do you think of this one? What do you think of this one? And finally I said to him, you're sending me a piece of paper. According to the Carfax, it's a nice car. However, you're looking at vehicles with 100 to 2. Some of these cars had over 200,000 miles on them.
And Gary, do we help people buy vehicles that have that many miles on them?
Now, I explained to him that what you're asking me to help you with is something that I don't even do when I'm here in Arizona, let alone you being all the way on the East Coast. And I don't know if he thought I was annoyed or what, but he sent me a Carfax, an ad from a dealership, and I don't look at the ads because I don't want stuff popping up on my phone. I don't, but I took the VIN number and I put the VIN number in a Google search and the car showed up at a dealership. It's not a car that I highly recommend because they're wonderful vehicles, but I've seen a lot of Subarus with oil leaks when they get a little bit older. But what am I going to say to somebody after they tell me, this is the one I bought?
Excuse me?
So I didn't say a word. I wished him all the luck in the world. But here was a gentleman that was reading Carfaxes on every car, sending me Carfaxes on every car. And the car that he buys shows oil pan repaired or replaced within the last week. If a car's got one oil change, oil leak, what's the odds of there being another one?
Unfortunately, far greater than not.
Now, not only did the vehicle show an accident, it showed two accidents. And one of them was with a deer. Inoperable. Now, I will tell you this.
By the way, if you heard the Carfax in the case of the deer hitting it, it hit it so hard that the vehicle was inoperable. That probably means it hit it pretty hard.
So I just want people to understand, we're here for you. We will do whatever we can to help you. But a 100,000-mile car back east, I can't give you a blessing. I can't give. So my advice was, base your decision on the used car, not on what that piece of paper says from Carfax.
And if you're going to buy something like that, and out of state especially, we can't see the vehicle. We can't bless the vehicle for sure. But for you, if you're the buyer, you need to spend your money and have it inspected by somebody that's qualified to inspect it before you spend the dough.
I even have a problem with that because unless you know the mechanic, those things, in my opinion, are a waste of money.
Well, I wouldn't help someone buy one. I'm just thinking for the person that's going out there, but protect yourself.
But
try to anyway.
It's absolutely recommended wholeheartedly. But if you walk into a shop that you've never been to before and you ask the guy for an honest opinion of the car, one of two things is going to happen. You pick the greatest place in the world and the guy's going to be really honest with you, or he's going to give you a list of 47 things that are wrong with the car. Now, what I always tell people is, when you have a car inspected and there's over 140,000 miles on the car, if the guy doesn't find something, he didn't look. There's got to be something wrong with the 140,000-mile car, whatever it is. But very special thanks to the Earnhardt family of dealerships. We appreciate the support that they show us. We appreciate more than that how they treat our clients when we visit them for transactions. We don't only go to Earnhardt stores, but they make it so easy for the brands that we visit them that it's just a pleasure. I mean, I had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago help somebody buy a Cadillac. And the guy that leased the Cadillac, he had the giant, biggest smile on his face when he was done. He's in his mid-50s. I finally got my Cadillac.
Nice.
And I laughed about it. But
Earnhardt and Lexus customers drive the finest vehicles in the world and have equally high expectations from their dealership. We invite you to visit the all-new state-of-the-art facility and experience the pride that every Earnhardt Lexus associate takes to provide quality service to their clients. Earnhardt Lexus, you'll find more than just a vehicle. You'll find people who know how to take care of a Lexus, and even more importantly, how to take care of you. Now located in the heart of Phoenix at 800 East Camelback Road, Phoenix, Arizona, 85014.
Larry H. Miller Nissan's general manager, Bill Brixey, is committed to helping you find the new or used vehicle you've been searching for. Whether it is new or used Nissans or new or used cars from the top manufacturers, Bill can help. But here is the game stopper. Bill's finance staff offers expert advice to those seeking a great deal on a car or lease. Larry H. Miller Nissan has a top-notch service and parts department always willing to help you with your Nissan. Larry H. Miller is located at 2025 West Riverview Auto Drive in Mesa.
Nobody likes to be in debt, and that's why it's usually not wise to borrow money. But if your air conditioner calls it quits in the middle of summer and you don't have cash on hand, what are you going to do? Mike Aaliyah here again from Benefit Air to give you the best solution to a difficult problem, because sometimes we have to make tough choices in life with money issues and we need all the help we can get. Because Benefit Air is a trained comfort specialist dealer, we have access to financing terms that other dealers can't even come close to. What if you could get a brand new train system complete with a full 10-year parts and labor warranty for a low monthly payment? And what if a large portion of that monthly payment would be offset by the savings in your energy bill? And what if the energy savings over the life of the system was actually equal to or more than the cost of the system? At Benefit, we want to help you out of a tight spot by offering payment options that are affordable while providing you with a wise investment that can save you money for years to come. Call Benefit today to find out more about the financing options for a new high-quality train system that you can afford. 602-840-9229 or visit us on the web at benefitair.com. Experience the benefit of using Benefit Air.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, my name's Gary Green. I'm here with my friend and business partner, Dana Southern, and we are Your Car Insiders. Remember, you can reach me at 602-525-1370. You can reach Dana at 602-679-8324. I want you to remember something. We are here to help you buy a car. We're not selling you anything. So what amazes me is when someone will call me, talk to me about they were referred by somebody, and they decide after speaking, they think they can go do this by themselves with the same results that Dana and I can. And I wish them all the luck in the world.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you this. It's the end of the year. You know, the gal wanted a specific, you know, she wanted a Honda Pilot. They had 45 Honda Pilots in stock at Earnhardt Honda. 519s. That's that country singer, Slim Pickens.
You know, when you mention that, and it really does depend on which brand and which vehicle you happen to be looking at, but as an example, looking for a new, as an example, Suburban. Well, when I talked to one of my friends about a new Suburban, he had not had a new 19 on his property for months. And so there might be a few new Suburbans that are 19s sprinkled out somewhere in the valley still today. But depending on what you're looking at, the deal today is going to be on the 20 because 19s haven't existed for quite some time.
Now, part of the thing that people need to understand is General Motors had a strike.
Yes, they did.
Drastically affected the car industry for them. So I mentioned helping my friend get a Cadillac. And he bought the most expensive XT5 I could find. I didn't care that he bought it because he didn't buy it. He leased it. If you're looking at a new Cadillac and you're buying it and you're writing a check, it'd be like buying a stock that's going to be worth. So what I laughed about was his 36-month residual is probably what the car will be worth
next year.
If it even makes it a year. But I was having a conversation with the general manager, Kenny Clayton, at the dealership. And we were talking about Escalades. The Escalade's being redesigned. And I don't know if 19 or 20 is going away, but the 2021 is the redesign. Now, he explained to me that what they have is what they got. There's no Escalades, according to what he told me, coming until the end of 2020 when the 21s are going to be introduced. So what I would tell you is if it's a car that you really want, you need to understand that it's the last year of a model. And it could be one of two things. They're going to want to blow them all out and make them all gone, or they're going to want to make as much as they possibly can because of
supply and demand. If you don't have any models to sell, then logic dictates that you might try to get more on the ones that you have remaining. The key that we talk about each and every week is truly how you leave the dealership after you've purchased a vehicle. And regardless of how you've paid for it, whether it was a lease or a cash deal or a conventional finance deal, the bottom line is the decisions that you make along the way really are just cumulative until you get to the very end. And that final document that you sign, which is what Gary and I protect and make sure is the most consumer friendly that it can be, addresses every possible decision that could have been made by you. And there's so many different products and services that dealerships now have available and now offer that most consumers really don't have any way to be prepared for the amount of different things that are now offered to them. In the old days, it used to be if you went into the finance department, they would pitch the extended warranty or extended service contract. They would pitch gap insurance. And in the old days, they might pitch life and disability insurance. Well, those days have long since passed, and those two products that I just mentioned, the life and disability, are seldom ever mentioned unless it's a credit union. And the products that have been added that they make available to you are quite extensive depending on where you are.
Remember, you can reach me, Gary, at 602-525-1370. You can always reach Dana at 602-679-8324.
Welcome to Rodeo Ford, located in Goodyear, Arizona at 13680 West Test Drive. Rodeo Ford is proud to be one of the premier dealerships in the area. From the moment you walk in their showroom, you'll know their commitment to customer service is second to none. They strive to make your experience with Rodeo Ford a good one for the life of your vehicle. Whether you need to purchase, finance, or service a new or pre-owned Ford, you've come to the right place.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders. So as Gary and I each week, you know, we talk about the different things that potentially happen. And often, unfortunately, the consumer's only source of getting information is often either on the internet by doing research there or by reaching out to a particular dealership to try to find out what it is that they're offering if they have some type of an advertisement. Gary and I often get calls from potential clients that want us to quote prices to them on vehicles that they're considering buying. And as we've mentioned lots of times, how you leave is what matters. What also matters, especially to the dealership, is typically how they're going to act and react to a decision really matters whether you're there or not there. When you're not physically at the dealership and we're not physically at the dealership, for us to call and just ask for pricing would be really not that much different than you calling and asking for
pricing. I'm not a pricing person. I bow out. I get right out. I'm not interested.
It's not what we do.
I mean, I have a gentleman that I've helped close to 30 times with his company. It's two partners. He actually calls me the other day wanting to know if a Chevy dealership in another state will trade a used Tesla to a Chevy dealership that I deal with in town. Now, the way that he wants to buy a car, he buys a car extremely intelligent. He has proper documentation to do it the way that he wants to. It's not something that we can do on a vehicle that you're buying out of state, or it's not anything that I want to get involved with on a vehicle that you're buying out of state. Now, here's an important thing to remember. It's the end of the year. Everybody, for some reason, finds out at the end of the year, they didn't know this all year long, that they need to buy a car.
For tax benefits.
For tax benefits. Now, understand this and hear me loud and clear. If you don't take delivery of the car and you order a car and you pay for the car and the car is going to show up on January 2nd.
Doesn't count.
You might get the incentives, but it doesn't count for your taxes. You have to physically have taken possession of the vehicle on December 31st.
Why do people, Gary, wait until like the 22nd, the 25th, the 26th?
Because they think they're going to get a better deal because the dealership's urgency to sell the car. Well, guess what? The cars that you need to get rid of, okay, they've already gotten rid of them. And the ones that wanted the 6,000-pound vehicles. Now, the gentleman that I mentioned about the used Tesla, not a fan of electric cars because the silence kills me. And I'm not saying they're bad cars. I have no use for one. But remember this. If you're looking at a BMW i3, it's a $7,500 tax credit. If you're looking at a Chevy Bolt, it's a $7,500 tax credit up till October 1st. October 1st, it became $1,875. If you need a Fiat 500e, $7,500.
That's because they're never going to get to the number necessary to lower the incentive on that very bad car.
So right now, as of 2019, Tesla has sold enough cars to make the tax credit half, $3,750. As of 7/1. July of 2019, they had sold enough cars to make it $1,875. Now, folks, understand this and listen to me when I say this. I'm never going to tell you not to buy an electric car. I'm never going to tell you that Tesla's not a great vehicle. I'm never going to tell you that I think he does business in a good way. What I'm going to tell you, though, if you go online and you see federal tax credits for cars called plug-in hybrids, they qualify for federal tax credits, and they range from $1,875 on a Chevy Volt to $7,500 on a Chrysler Pacifica. Folks, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to repeat it. If you buy a plug-in hybrid and you live in the state of Arizona, you do not
get a special plate.
You don't get a cloud plate.
No.
Now, it might tell you that the car's eligible, but they're out. They've sold too many of the cars. So when you buy the car and they tell you, oh, yeah, you get a cloud plate, I want to know what happens when the plate shows up. And it's not a cloud plate because there is no cloud plate. Now, I helped a gal. I laughed about it. Helped her buy a used BMW i3. She used to work for a government agency. She drove home every day in a company car. The company car had flashing lights on it. She got to drive home in the HOV lane because it had flashing lights on it. She refused to go to work the first day that she had her job in her Subaru. Because it was a 45-mile trip down the I-17 from north of Carefree Highway to Tempe. She bought a BMW i3. No tax credits involved because it was used. But guess what? She got a cloud plate. Know what you're doing when you buy something. Now, do not take the word of the salesperson that tells you. So what I'm going to tell you, if you buy a hybrid car, you get something in writing that you can return the vehicle if you do not receive a cloud plate for a total refund.
But just so we're clear, they're never going to put that in writing. The salesperson might lead you to believe that, but the management will know that that's just not feasible. And I have one of my longtime clients who currently has a qualifying plate, and one of the few vehicles that could possibly qualify is an 18 Prius Prime, not a 19. They don't qualify. It has to be an 18, and otherwise he is in danger of losing his cloud plate, which is the single most important thing to him. Like the lady,
if you have a car with a cloud plate and you buy a vehicle that's a hybrid now,
you lose,
and your hybrid had the cloud plate, you lose the cloud plate. Now, I'm reading something and I'm laughing about it. I always laugh when someone wants to lease a car. You don't own the car. You don't get the tax credit. However, most leases, the $7,500 tax credit is reflected in the lease.
Of course, it makes the lease payment substantially lower.
But you can't get it in the lease, have it applied to your payment, and then take it on your taxes. And it amazes me the few times that I've helped somebody buy an electric car and they were looking at Nissan Leafs. They wanted it on both. It's not a $15,000 tax credit.
And ultimately, it's been a few years since I helped someone acquire a Leaf. And at that time, it was like a $150 payment, I want to say, with very little down for a couple of years. And for the gentleman's needs, it met them. But those vehicles with, you know, the exception of Tesla, the resale value on electric vehicles has been arguably brutal over the course of time that they've been available.
And here's the thing.
And
the
Tesla kind of controls the used car market on theirs.
And that's why the only ones that have held their value. You know, my wife works from home. And I can promise you this. If my wife ever has to go to work in the office, I will buy a Nissan Leaf, because you can buy one for less than 25% of what the MSRP was, being less than 3 years old with 20 some odd thousand miles.
And now they have bigger battery packs for the people that could use them. But without talking much more about electric vehicles, if you recall or happen to have heard from a previous show, last year was the biggest demand in the history of the United States for electric vehicles.
Because of the tax credits. And I wasn't talking about electric cars. I'm talking about people waiting to the end
for tax.
Because
I'm with you. And I'm only
benefits.
Referring to, and I'm with you, Gary.
Yeah, I know you are.
The 1.4% number was the peak. So out of the 100% of new cars, trucks, vans, and vehicles sold, ones with internal combustion engines and ones that were electric, again, only 1.4% in 2018 were electric. Anyway, enough about that. Obviously, most people are not looking for an electric vehicle, or that percentage would be substantially different. To kind of go back to the year end, just because it's the year end and because there are specials going on doesn't mean that because you go into the dealership by yourself or without having the proper tools and information to help yourself get the best possible outcome. There's lots of people that will go out at year end when the year end specials are wonderful, but they'll essentially dance between the raindrops and end up buying a vehicle but paying just as much or more than they ever should have, simply because of all the advertising and all the people that happen to be out and about this time of the year buying cars and shopping for the dealerships. The year-end push is a true one. The incentives are as big as they're ever going to be, clearly, between now and when we spoke with the gentleman who is the general manager of the new Arrowhead BMW dealership, got the impression that the cutoff date, and I'll confirm it, will be the 5th of January as opposed to right on January 1st. So you may have a few extra days to still be able to take advantage of year-end values, but not when it comes to the tax ramifications. What Gary was referencing earlier, having to have taken physical possession of the vehicle by the 31st in order to qualify, that is just a factual piece of information. As he shared, you might still get the discount or incentive, but you wouldn't be able on your taxes to apply it the way that you had intended. From there, Gary can be reached at 602-525-1370. I'm going to repeat that and try to say it again clearly and slowly. If you would like someone to make sure that whether it's you, a friend, someone that you care about, someone that matters to you, and they're not qualified to leave and buy a car, getting the very, very best deal possible, then if you were to reach out to Gary, I can assure you that he will help you or someone you care about absolutely accomplish that. And that number again is 602-525-1370. And my name is Dana Southern. My phone number is 602-679-8324. And I'll repeat it. It's Dana Southern, and my phone number is 602-679-8324. It's the best way to reach either one of us. You can certainly reach us via email. My email address is dana@yourcarinsiders.com. Gary's email address is gary@yourcarinsiders.com. If you have questions and would like to have them answered, truly the best way to get those questions answered would be to pick up the phone and just call one of us. Often we'll receive emails and inquiries, and they'll ask a couple of questions, and we'll end up responding to those, but then generating more questions. And just for simplification, we will get back to you if you do email without question, but we can certainly be more thorough and address all your questions in a simple phone conversation, or certainly quite a bit more in a phone conversation.
It's amazing how many emails we receive that have no phone number. And I've always found that people have a backup email address. Very few people use Gmail as their only source of email. Once again, very special thanks, Earnhardt Family of Dealerships. We appreciate all they do to help our clients. Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located 8801 West Bell Road. Once again, want to thank Clay Dudois for joining us earlier today. Arrowhead BMW, they're the new kids in town.